Loyalist Township will defer discussions on a new ICE allocation policy until staff come back with a more refined policy. Staff's report noted they did a comprehensive review of the existing ICE allocation practices to ensure transparent and efficient access to Arena ICE for all user groups and to improve clarity and consistency of the policy. As part of the review, staff conducted a community survey and received over 50 responses. Feedback mainly surrounded programming, ICE allocation, and maintenance. Staff considered historical ICE use, local user groups, and the changing needs based on population trends. President of the Loyalist Skating Club, Jennifer O'Neill, explains why the policy matters.
For my family, the rink has never just been a facility. It is where I myself learned to skate, where my parents watched me from the boards. Our neighbors met year after year in the stands. Now, I go to the same place and watch my own children learning to skate and obtaining their goals. The rink is not simply a place that we go to practice. It's a community space, and it connects generations of Loyalist families. And this is why the policy matters. I do believe that the township has the best of intentions. However, intent does not replace policy clarity. And once approved, the policy, not intent, will guide outcomes.
Board member with the Loyalist Township Minor Hockey Association, Aaron Armitage, speaks about the policy and why it's important for the association and the skating club.
Together, our two organizations represent Loyalist Township's two primary youth ICE users. We support the goal of a fair, transparent, and consistent ICE allocation process. A formal policy and defined prime youth hours are positive steps that we support. However, the current proposal raises significant concerns that should be addressed before approval.
O'Neill noted her main concern.
There are several areas where clarity is still lacking, but I want to be very clear. The single most important unresolved issue for me is the definition and application of a community sport organization, or CSO. Although the CSO definition wording has not changed from the previous policy, how it is being used has changed significantly. Under the new ICE allocation policy, CSO status along with standard of play directly determines priority access on prime time allocation. As written, the policy allows CSOs to be either Loyalist-based or regional without a clear hierarchy, which creates a real risk. In a limited high-demand ICE environment, this ambiguity could allow regional organizations to compete directly with Loyalist-based community organizations for prime youth hours, even though Loyalist organizations are rooted here in the community and serve the community directly. Good intentions have been stated, but policy must do the protecting.
Armitage speaks about priority among different user groups.
We feel that a few of our concerns have not yet been addressed. First, transparency. The report references five impacted users but does not identify them. There are only two community service organizations that are based out of Loyalist Township, Loyalist Township Minor Hockey and Loyalist Skating Club. In their response to our concerns, staff still have not identified who the other three organizations are. Our concern is that regional user groups will be given equal priority in prime youth ICE allocation decisions. And if that's the case, we want to know what the data is to show participation numbers by Loyalist Township residents in those organizations. We also feel that staff should share which municipalities were consulted and how their communities are comparable to Loyalist Township. For example, comparing an ICE allocation policy to Kingston would be inappropriate, whereas comparisons with small municipalities with a single ICE pad would be more meaningful.
O'Neill says locals should have the priority.
Facilities funded by Loyalist residents should first and foremost serve Loyalist children, families, and community organizations. This matters because Loyalist-based organizations give back directly to the community, not just financially, but socially. For those of us who have grown up here and are raising our children here, the rink represents community, continuity, and belonging, and I ask council to protect that.
Armitage notes community work that the two organizations have done.
We want to emphasize that Loyalist Township Minor Hockey and Loyalist Skating Club are deeply rooted organizations in the community. Our players support local initiatives like food drives, the Lions Club Holiday Toy Drive, and the Hamper Program. We host games and tournaments that bring hundreds of people to Loyalist Township every year. And we consistently support local businesses with our events, our meetings, and our team activities. With Loyalist Figure Skating, we feel that we're in a unique position of offering truly local youth programming that benefits our community in many meaningful ways. At its core, the policy has to ensure that our two local organizations serving hundreds of Loyalist Township families have reliable access to prime ice and the ability to grow with our community need.
Councillor Paul Proderick explains the importance of getting the policy right.
First time I ever came to council was around 1978 as part of a number of youth who were basically the same argument about ice time and so on. So I can appreciate the staff efforts on this. And again, I'm the one, I think, that asked for this review. And I think it still needs to be tightened up. You know, once a policy is in place, it's in place. And this goes back to all my time in minor hockey. It's hard to find out who's got what ice when. And that seems, I don't understand that, but I'll leave it at that. I've got lots of questions, but I think this isn't the time and place to be fair to staff and move ahead.
Councillors Mike Buderick and Jake Ennis agreed that the policy needs more work.
There's a lot of things to be discussed, but I think we could just move forward and wait for a refined policy to come back.
I do think this is, even this conversation and the feedback is a positive step forward. And, you know, but I agree. I think some further consultation is necessary, and I look forward to that.
The revised policy will be brought back to council in the spring prior to ice allocations for the 2026-2027 season. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.